Hi, I'm Maggie Brennan, music director here at WCBE. We're excited to announce our new web exclusive, Live from Studio A Replay, where you can listen to some of our best Studio A sessions. We're dedicated to bringing you great music from around the world and from right here in Central Ohio. And that type of extraordinary service is only possible with your support. So please, consider making a donation of any amount by clicking the red donate button at the top of the page and keep the music going. And we thank you for your support.
We're happy to have Kevin Gordon joining us live this afternoon. Welcome.
Oh, thanks, Maggie. Great to be here.
So great to have you. Great to see you again, because we were trying to think of, it's been quite a few years since you were here.
I know.
We were thinking, sorry.
There's no good reason for that.
Might have been at Lindsay Gallery we were trying to think, but yeah, too long. But now he's back. He's going to play a few live for us today. And we'll talk about his latest CD, Glory Land, after this first song. What are you going to start us off with?
I think I'll start with the title track, Glory Land.
All right, then.
All right. You might be a preacher broadcasting on a satellite. Miss Mamie's looking for an answer, watches your program every night. Diamonds shine from your praying hands. She sends you all the money she has, just to feed a little closer, a little closer to Glory Land. You might be a president, take a lot of power in your hands, bend the laws to your advantage, might drive your armies to foreign lands. You say your cause is just, lie only if you must, just to keep on believing they're on their way. Glory Land. People keep believing, people keep deceiving. Passes the gate to paradise. You walk into the market, cool wind across your face, virgin visions in your head, and a bomb strapped to your waist. 'Cause it's all waiting there, somewhere far from here. It's all waiting there, out there, somewhere in glory land.
Kevin Gordon live from Studio A. You just heard Glory Land. That's the title track to his latest release. In your bio, Kevin says, I tend to write about preachers and religion because they scared me so much as a kid. So tell us some of those, well, scary stories when you were growing up down in Louisiana.
Well, it was, you know, I guess I always, for some reason, had this fear of the man in charge, you know. And you know, when you take that to the supernatural level, you know, someone who's trying to connect you with the big boss, you know, or the big boss lady, it gets even more frightening. So I just always had an aversion, you know. And when I was in college, my folks actually went to a charismatic church out. It was when they were still living in the country in northeast Louisiana, and they would drag me to church when I'd be home from school, and you know, it did scare me. Yeah. Because I mean, that was the physical manifestation of those people's beliefs. You know, the falling out on the floor right in front of you. You know,
yeah.
And I was not connected in that particular fashion.
What's going on here? Yeah.
So yeah, it was.
So you've written a few songs about that.
Yeah, yeah. There was a song on the first Shaughnessy record, "Heaven in the Hanging Tree," that, uh-huh, that kind of deals with some of that.
And it's been a while since, well, gosh, 8 years, gosh, I think since the last one. So maybe that's why you were not haven't been here in so long.
Yeah,
you know,
it's been six and a half.
6.5 years,
I think,
something like that. But anyway, the new one's called Glory Land.
Not that that's any better than eight.
And he'll perform tonight over at the Red Door Tavern. Again, Jackie Blunt will perform, and BJ Fleming. It's a great night of music over at the Red Door Listening Room in Grandview. And well, in Louisiana, that's where you were born and went. You got, and then you moved as well as your family to Iowa.
I just moved by myself.
For school?
For grad school, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And is that where you met Bo Ramsey?
It is, yeah.
Okay. Well, tell us about your connection with him. I know you worked with him on a couple records.
Yeah, and we're still good friends. And, you know, I met him at one of those infamous blues jams, you know, that clubs do on Monday nights or whatever, you know, to get people in the door. And he was putting a new band together at the time, and I didn't even know. I didn't meet him that night. He was just playing guitar behind me in the whatever assemblage of people was playing. I was just singing something, and he called me a few days later, and we ended up playing together for a year and a half, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then he took a break, and I kind of kept going with the same rhythm section.
And it's with him where you met Lucinda Williams too. I think that connection.
Yeah,
right.
And that came through, of all things, a guy in New Zealand, who she had just toured through there, and he had given her Bo's current record and my current record, which both they had released there on their own label. It was this big record store in Auckland that also had a fledgling indie label. So yeah, she came up to Nashville to see us one time, and was, you know, an hour and a half late after we finished. She came in the door, you know, but she's been a sweetheart and
good, sang
good pal, you know.
And yeah, featured on what record was that? That's going back
Down to the Well.
Yeah, Down to the Well. My goodness.
That's right.
Yeah, well, the Shawnee year, the Cadillac Jack's number one son, that was 1996 or something, with where you really kind of got going with your career.
Yeah, yeah. I cut it in October of 95 or 96 and put out a little EP because we didn't get any nibbles on the record. So it was already cut, and then we got the deal with Shawnee, and it came out on Shawnee in 98.
Yeah. And now the latest, Gloryland. KevinGordon.net is his website to keep up to date with him, and you can catch him tonight in Columbus. We'll have some tickets to give away after this next song that he's going to perform. Tell us a little bit about this one.
Well, this is a Louisiana story, and it's based on this experience I had in junior high, back when everything was simple and had it all figured out. But yeah, we, you know, marching band, that's all I need to say. It's about something that happened down in this little town south of Shreveport called Colfax. Long song, short movie, you know, however you want to think about it.
Played trumpet in the band in seventh grade, blasting out songs at football games and fall parades. We'd ride the bus to the small towns like Winfield, Downsville, and Colfax in purple jackets and white slacks. We were the Braves, we were the Jack Hayes Braves, named after a dead administrator and the noble idea of the young Native American male, school ambassadors of popular song and goodwill. Mr. Minifield was our director, skin the color of a brown paper sack. He was black, trying to teach us white kids to play, but confronted every baton breaking day by juvenile delinquents like Danny Amos, who locked himself into Minifield's office with my Ted Nugent double album, playing Wang Dang Sweet Poontang full blast over the band room speakers. And I remember Minifield just sitting there, staring out into the air from the podium, smoking a Camel, looking straight ahead, imagining himself somewhere else, I'd guess, where he'd be getting paid more for less BS. Tomorrow morning we'd be marching through, between what's ahead, what's behind, just another step in time. Valerie played clarinet, 13 going on 35, sexy in a hard way like a first cigarette, bourbon spilled on a bare thigh. Yeah, you could say she was ahead of the game. She'd barely speak to me, so that 2-hour ride felt like an all-day tense erotic dream.
staring out at the pine trees and red clay. The country stores where inevitably an old dough-faced man would be standing outside, staring at us like his life going by. Was that her leg? Was that her leg? Just brushing against mine. Riding on the bus, sitting next to Valerie Thrash, between what's ahead, what's behind, just another step in time. Was cold, the silver bell of my horn shining back, convex reflections of faces and hands, and a yellow smear of the bus while I blew out my spit valve, put the wax on my braces. Yeah, we were getting ready to play, standing in line, moving in formation. First up, a Stevie Wonder song called Sir Duke for Ellington. I didn't know that then. Chameleon by Herbie Hancock, Jungle Boogie by Coolin' the Gang, KC and the Sunshine Band, Get Down Tonight. It's when I saw him at the end of the block, Imperial Knights of the Ku Klux Klan, in their white dunce caps and robes with red crosses embroidered on, like gilded leaves on an automatic rifle, or an image of the suffering Christ, airbrushed on the side of a missile in broad daylight. Donald Lovelady said he thought they only came out at night. Like an apparition, blood real in the silver sun, between what's saying, what's mine, just another step in time. Yeah, they were handing out tracts to the Caucasian mothers and daughters, fathers and sons of Colfax, laughing and joking, kneeling down, placing a gentle hand on a child's blonde head, like Santa Claus or the Pope, like this was normal, like this was okay, another doo-dah day down in Dixieland. He didn't say a word. Minifield didn't turn his head, just kept marching, looking straight ahead, looking straight ahead, like there was somewhere better he was going, but this was the only goddamn way to get there today. With his baton in the air, looking straight ahead. Thank you. eyes.
Memories there, huh?
Some good, some not so good.
It's Kevin Gordon joining us live from Studio A. He's got one more coming up for us, and let's do that first ticket giveaway right now. We'll take caller number 5 at 821-9223 for the show tonight over the Red Door Listening Room in Grandview. Also performing Jackie Blunt and BJ Fleming. That's at 8 o'clock. And what's after Columbus? Headed back to Nashville or elsewhere? Where are you going?
Playing in Cleveland tomorrow.
Okay.
Yes.
And you played in college, that's where you kind of started playing music out and about, and mm-hmm. you kind of head back to your old haunts from time to time there too, don't you?
Occasionally, yeah. Yeah, I go back to Iowa quite a bit, and I've been going back to Louisiana more, actually, in the last couple of years.
And family still down
some,
there?
Some family still there. A lot of friends still there.
Yeah. And you've been in Nashville now for, over 20 years or something.
Yes. I can barely say that or hear that and believe it.
Yeah.
I'm afraid it's true.
Well, it does go by. It's been too long since the last time, so we're very happy to see you again.
Well, thanks. Thanks
Always
so much
a
for
pleasure.
Having me.
It's Kevin Gordon live from Studio A. He's going to take us out with one more, and we'll do another ticket giveaway after this song. And thanks again, Kevin. What's this one you're going to do?
This is a new one. I'm in the middle of a big writing phase, so I thought I'd field test a few.
A radio debut here, you know, then.
Such as it is today. It's another Louisiana song. Summer Sunday morning, no one else around. Walking on the levee between the river and the town. The water's moving fast, the streets are slow. I'm gonna go a little farther past the park I know. Wasp over the grass like a red dancing thorn. Sun coming up, the heat coming on. In that big house last night where I played my guitar. One still sleeping off what they drank at the bar. Or are they making quiet love neath the turning of a fan? Did they wake to the sound of dogs barking at a man? Up down the road, it's been 30 years. Walking on the levee now, I'm a stranger here. Houseboat docked right down there. I still remember her kiss and the smell of her hair. The
boat burned and sank 25 years ago. Karen died by a lightning strike, I was told. Walking on the levee, pretty ghost at my side. Past and the present caught in my eye. Read the graffiti on the pump station wall. A hard hammer for a good time call. Did you ever have a dream you're sure was real? What does God hide? What does God reveal? Wasp over the grass like a dancing red thorn. Sun coming up